Big questions, even bigger guests. This is The Big Interview.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. On this episode, I am joined by an Academy graduate of Soccer Dream. Last year, we spoke to CEO of Soccer Dream, Aris Albayati, about how they take grassroots players and send them off to Europe for trials in some of the biggest leagues. This time round, we get to chat to a holding midfielder by the name of Kaylin Haynwood, who has recently arrived in Italy after being selected for a few trials to potentially play football in Europe. Kaylin is originally from Swaziland and has represented his country at all junior levels. The 21-year-old is hoping to cement his spot in Europe and eventually play international football at the highest level. Kaylin, welcome to the show.
No, thank you for having me, Eden.
Let's start things off with a simple one here. Let's get a better understanding of your background. I see you started playing football at the ripe old age of 6. How did you start playing the beautiful game? How did you get into it? What were your influences?
My father was a professional football player, so I was practically born into it. Mm. I went to my boyhood club, which was in my city, which is Manzini in Swaziland. And I played there from the age of 6, and that was the beginning of what is today.
I see. And was it at that age that you realized playing professional football was something you wanted to do? What age was it, if it wasn't then?
The moment I started kicking the ball, I felt like this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
You just knew it was going to be your destiny?
Yes, I just knew it.
And coming from a young age, who, as an individual close to your heart, was your biggest personal influence growing up?
I'd have to say my parents, for always pushing me, and they were like my biggest motivation to make it out of a small country I come from, and they always kept me and said that I must just keep believing that anything can happen with the talent I have, and I believe that one day I could play professionally as well.
Now, Kaylin, you mentioned previously that your father was a professional footballer. What was the biggest thing that you still take with you to this day that he taught you on the pitch as well as off the pitch?
On the pitch, there was a lot he taught me, was to not to play for the name that was at the back of the jersey, but to play for the name that was in the front. Mm. Always fight for the team and believe. Put the team first. And off the field, he always taught me to be humble, respectful, and yeah.
And just out of curiosity, have you always been a holding midfielder, or when you first took the pitch, were you in a different position?
When I first took the pitch, I used to play on the wing, and I used to play as a striker as well. So as I grew older, coaches told me that I'm good on the ball, and they prefer me to play in the midfield, so then I moved in.
And who has been the biggest footballing influence that helped you solidify this position? Which player would you say that is?
Right now, I would say, I haven't been watching football and all that. But right now, as I started watching, I'd have to say my biggest influence right now is a young boy, Pedri, who's younger than me, but he inspires me so much to push each day and believe that one day amazing things can happen. It doesn't matter how old you are and where you come from.
Now, Kaylin, moving on here, you joined the Soccer Dream Academy, I believe, in 2021. What influenced your decision? What made you decide to join the Soccer Dream Academy?
I felt like I had done everything I needed to do in Swaziland, in Africa. I played Champions League. I played for my country. I felt like I needed to take my career to the next level and play in Europe.
A new challenge, you would say?
A new challenge, yes.
I see. And now you mentioned you represent your country. Now, is that at all levels or just junior levels?
Junior levels. I haven't received a first team call up yet.
Do you think that's in the future?
Yes, that's definitely in the future, I'm hoping.
Holding thumbs there. And since joining Soccer Dream, Kaylin, tell us about your experience. How has it been?
Since joining Soccer Dream, it's been amazing. It's like a family, and it's out of this world. It's everything you dream for in an academy, and it's everything you need to grow as a footballer and to make your dreams reality. per se.
Do you mind elaborating on that statement there, everything you dream as in a football academy? What do you mean by that?
It's not only on a football basis where you grow in soccer, dream mentally, all aspects of football, because you know, to play football you don't have to be, it's not all about the ball. There's a lot of things that happen in football, and you need to be prepared mentally to face things, and this is what Soccer Dream also implements. They prepare you mentally, they make sure that you're ready to tackle Europe, because being away from home is also not an easy thing to do. So
no, of course,
all those things it's what they do at Soccer Dream, man. And I'm grateful for all of it, all the lessons. And
So therefore, would you say that being a Soccer Dream has not only bettered you as a footballer, but as a person, again with the on-the-pitch, off-the-pitch situation?
Yes, it has definitely bettered me as a person. It's made me more wiser and patient, and it's opened my mind. I can now understand different things in the football industry, and it's just been an amazing experience at Soccer Dream.
And in terms of on the pitch, how has being with Soccer Dream bettered you?
On the pitch, it's bettered me because at Soccer Dream, it's you work more tactically. So you're more tactically advanced, and you understand your role in a football club in your position.
All right, Kaelin, let's move on to the meatier questions here. The main reason why I'm actually contacting you today, you have recently arrived in Italy after being selected to attend a few trials through the process of being at Soccer Dream. What was it like when you first got this news that you're going to Italy, that you've been selected to attend these trials?
I couldn't believe it, and I'd like to thank God before anyone else that this is possible. To this day, I still can't believe it, even though I'm here now and I'm experiencing it. It's just an unreal feeling to me.
And what did your family say? How did they react when they heard this news that you're heading off?
My family was excited because this is all I've ever wanted since I was a kid, from 6 years old. And, you know, for them to see it actually happen, it was an emotional moment, but everyone is proud and happy.
Could you explain what this opportunity means to you, that you've waited your entire life, you've worked your entire life for this moment, and now the opportunity is right there in front of you?
This opportunity actually, it means the world to me. This is the opportunity that I've always wanted, and it just means so much to me. Yeah.
Now, obviously, you're there in Italy. How have things gone since your arrival? How many trials have you had? What were these trials about? What clubs have you been trialing for? What's going on there?
I arrived in Italy, and I've been training currently with Marina Tomasa to keep fit, and because I just arrived, and my trials will take place in a few weeks with different clubs.
And which clubs are those?
Masese, Saravezza. Just not sure about the other club.
Okay, so you have three trials coming your way in the upcoming weeks.
Yes.
All right. Now, Kaelin, you mentioned that you've been training with a certain team there just to keep fit in the interim. Looking at the style of football, what do you think the fundamental difference between the Italian game is versus the local game, or even the South African game for that matter?
I feel like the local game here is it's a bit more slower and more controlled than South African football. It's what can I say? What's the right word for it? It's more tactical.
The Italian game is more tactical.
Yeah, it's more tactical and more organized than our local league.
Okay. And in terms of intensity, which style of play is more intense, a higher intensity?
South African football is definitely more intense than Italian football.
And last question here, Kaelin. Moving forward, what would you say your short-term goals as well as your long-term goals as a footballer are? What are you aiming to get out of the next 5 to 10 years?
Firstly, my short-term goals is firstly to get a contract to the team, and to make a good impact in the next 5 years is to make a good impact in Italy and the whole of Europe as a whole, and just make my name here
And a long-term goal?
A long-term goal would probably be signed for one of the biggest clubs in Europe.
Well, look, Caden, thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you the best of luck for these trials coming up, as well as your future endeavors. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Aiden.
Big questions, even bigger guests. This is The Big Interview.